Welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and this is one of my podcast shorts. My name is Paul Harvey, and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and this is a podcast short. What's coming this week is interesting. I had a call last week with Nicola Love, Nikki Love, and she was amazing. She's a runner, so it was really nice talking to a fellow runner, except she's a runner extraordinaire. This lady ran 63 marathons in 63 days. And that's an interesting story. So that's coming out later this week. And so look out for it. Anyway, this is a short cast, so they're only 5 to 10 minutes long. And I will tell you something that I was interested in this week. So I've been exploring this idea of success and failure. I do morning pages, as you know. I write every morning. And one of the things that has been coming to me recently is this thing about how we measure success. And I ask all of my guests about their success measurements, what they use to measure success. And I'm noticing that as a world, we don't actually have very good role models for measuring success. We put these people on a pedestal who we say have been very successful. And sometimes that success means money. Sometimes it's about a creative endeavor, fame. But often, more often than not, it's about being successful and having things. And I do struggle with that idea of kind of measuring success in that way. So I have been trying to evaluate what success is for me. Now, when I worked in corporate, which was 2004, success was always measured by more sales, by getting more customers and that sort of thing. And obviously working with clients in the digital world, success is often measured by money and getting more clients. But how is it measured personally? How do I determine whether I feel successful? And that was interesting. About what does it mean for me to feel successful? How do I feel successful? And so that's what I'm exploring at the moment. And I notice it's when I feel I'm contributing in some way, when I feel that there is people are gaining a value out of what I'm doing. I guess it's this thing about when my why, my sense of purpose feels validated, that's when I feel successful. So that was interesting, really, to kind of pin that down this week in that sense. There's also this thing about heading for goals and looking for success in terms of a goal structure, or, you know, aiming for a target over there somewhere. And I struggle with the goal thing, and I really, really would like to know why I struggle with the goal thing. I'm wondering if it might be my upbringing. My parents never really pushed me to do anything particular. Goals was not something we all set out to achieve. And maybe that's part of it. It's never been part of my makeup to kind of go for goals. But I can see the value of heading for a direction for something. And I mentioned this before, I do use an intention to head for something. But I wonder here, now here's the thing. When we set a goal that's very, very difficult and fail,
That doesn't feel very nice. So I'm wondering how much of my resistance to setting big goals is more to do with my resistance of failure. And the fact that I probably don't like the idea of failure, of not hitting the target. So maybe that's part of my reasoning why I don't set big goals, because I don't want to fail them. So I just thought I would explore that on the podcast. It's like, you know, what do you use as your success measurement? And it's worth thinking about yourself. When do you feel successful? What do you need to feel successful? And do you set goals? Does setting a goal work for you to make you feel, do you feel successful? I mean, yes, of course, if we set a goal and achieve one. I mean, okay, running for myself, you know, I did a 10K last year and I did set a goal to be under the hour. And I smashed it. I was well under the hour. And there was a certain thing about being around people and overtaking people and racing with people. So there are places in my life where I do have something that I'm measuring myself and feel successful. I felt successful in that race. So we are complicated things as humans, and this is a complicated subject for me, and it's something I'm exploring. So I thought I would put it on a shortcast today. It's like, and put it out to you. How do you think of success, and how do you measure your success? What do you need to feel successful? No answers, just more questions, but that is what life's about. Asking better questions, because when you ask better questions, you get better answers.
And that was Life, Passion and Business, and Paul Harvey delivering you a podcast short on success and failure. So this week we have the podcast of Nikki Love coming out, so watch out for that one. And in the meantime, if you want to reach out to me and tell me about your thoughts on success, I will be delighted to have that conversation with you. Anyway, thanks for listening and all the best, and I hope to catch you later.